in the athletics area, golf, swimming, and track and field, how are they being changed?
So most of our student athletes receive partial scholarships. So 80% of our student athletes paid the university either tuition, room, or board. So less than 20% of our student athletes have a full tuition scholarship, full cost of attendance scholarship to come to the university. In those three sports, we will continue to honor the scholarships of the current student athletes in those three sports. So they receive scholarships for academics and athletics. They will continue for those student athletes that have committed to the university for next year. They will also receive the scholarships that they were promised as part of the commitment. But in future scholarship allocations in those three sports, those partial scholarships will be reduced. And over the course of the next 3 years, that will be a savings to the university of about $1.1 million. The university sponsors 17 Division I sports. We will continue to sponsor 17 Division I sports in the future, in large part because we were able to make the reductions that allows our athletic department to operate as a break-even department, just like we were looking to do across all of our departments, including our academic departments.
How are you feeling today?
Well, I think we made a big change from what we originally contemplated as part of our draft academic realignment plan. I mean, the university only has the ability to do what it can. And those are kind of very blunt instruments that allow us to either reduce majors or reduce departments. And what happened over the course of the last 3 months is that we had a lot of collaboration with a lot of people, including our faculty, so that we were able to accept all or part of 12 proposals by our faculty members. In addition to the voluntary separation programs, the benefit is that we are able to retain a lot of the majors. We're able to retain a lot of the revenue. We're able to reduce expenses. So at the same time, we have reduced the number of elimination of positions and at the same time, increased savings for the universities. So I think all of those are very, very good things for the university.
How would you characterize the process that of getting to this point?
Oh, I think it was a challenging process for everybody that was a part of the realignment program. I mean, the reason why it started is that the university needs to be financially sustainable in the future. But the process was hard for everybody. It was hard for the faculty. It was hard for the students. It was hard for the staff. It was hard for the alumni. It was hard for the Evansville community. Hard for our coaches and for our student athletes. None of this was easy at all. But I hope that the final result that we got to and talked about today is way better than what happened as part of the draft academic realignment plan. So I don't wish this process on anyone because it was very difficult. But at the end of the day, the university was able to accomplish its financial goals. That is that we were going to try to reduce from our budget $3 to $3.5 million of operating expenses. And at the end of the day, it's going to be $3.8 million. And at the same time, we're going to retain more faculty positions and more majors.
In what ways is it better?
Well, it allows us to retain more positions than we had originally anticipated that we would be able to retain under the draft plan. You know, there was the proposal for the elimination of 18 majors in three departments. And at the end of the day, we're retaining 12 of the 18 majors. We're going to pause on three of them to reevaluate whether those make sense for us in the future. So we will be reducing only three, eliminating only three of the 18 majors, art, history, philosophy, and religion. And in most of those cases, the number of students associated with those majors was very small, but there were two other majors that were part of our philosophy and religion department, ethics and social change and cognitive science, where they had more of the students. So we'll be able to hopefully be able to retain those students, recruit more students in those areas, and keep the faculty members that make a big difference in the classroom.
How do you heal the rifts that developed during this process?
Well, I hope that once we get through the end of this process, that the university continues to be able to rely on the things that has helped us be an incredible institution for the last 160 years. I will say very directly that this process was hard on everybody. It was challenging for everybody. But for the university to be successful in the future, we all have to be able to come together as a university community, as an Evansville community, to be able to help lift us up and support the students that trust us with the future. I hope a big part of that was the ability to show that over the course of the last 3 months, that the process and the plan changed a lot. And it changed a lot because we were listening. We listened to our faculty, we listened to our staff, we listened to our students and the community. And we came up with some collaborative, innovative and novel solutions for sustainability. And I hope that that is the first of the starting point of showing that the administration and the rest of the Evansville community can work together to help the university be able to grow and be successful in the future.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you, University of Evansville President Christopher Petruskevich, with the new realignment plan for the entire institution that will be voted on Friday by the full Board of Trustees. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.